Yeah, no, we're busted in a harbor along the in the north end of the Philippines right now, trying to sort out a couple things, and we reported our problem to the race organizers. I think they'll report it tomorrow. I think they report it within 24 hours. So I'm really not sure how that all works. But anyway, pretty disappointing from winning the race, you know, having 10 miles on the group and really kind of being under control to all of a sudden have to head for shelter. It's quite devastating day for us, actually.
Just what sort of damage have you guys sustained then?
Well, we broke our boom in half, and at the time it was 50 knots of breeze and about 20 plus foot seas, and with kind of waves breaking over the top of the boat, and to try to secure it, it wasn't like a situation like Green Dragon was in where they were going downwind and they could just keep the mainsail up and work on a jury rig. This was, you know, kind of a tough spot to be in, and to get a proper jury rig that'll actually work upwind, we decided just, you know, that we should just wait for a proper weather window. We didn't want to go all the way there on a storm trysail, as, you know, we would have had to have gone downwind for many, many miles today just trying to get a mainsail off and the boom put away and the storm trysail put up, you know, again, in pretty big breaking waves. So we just decided to pull up, and we think we see a little weather window not too distant future, so we'll be out of here on our way quite soon.
Ken, what sort of consequences does this have for you guys?
Well, you know, obviously short term, you work your ass off for, I don't even know how many days we've been out here, 5 or 6 days, and really having your best leg, and we're sailing the boat well, and we're going fast, and, you know, this storm we were prepared for, like I said, even before we left, we were prepared for it, we were ready to go. You know, we had storm jib up, three reefs, you know, 50 knots of breeze, and, you know, but this is not the most pleasant place in the world, but we were handling it, and, you know, like I said, it's devastating, you know. You know, it's a lot of work right down the drain, short term. Now, longer term, there's some guys out there and some really gnarly stuff right now, and Delta Lloyd, as we speak, is coming around the corner to sit in our little cove with us. So I wish everybody out there tons of luck, and just in safety and well-being and everything else, but, you know, at the same time, it wouldn't be a stunner if a couple other people are tucked in someplace to try to fix some things, but it's not exactly perfect for Volvo 70 weather, I'll tell you that.
How is everybody on board?
Well, I think, you know, we've got ourselves sorted, and, you know, we're getting ready to go, and I just think bummed out, you know. It's hard work. It's to do what we've done for the last week, or, well, like I said, I've lost track of days, and to be in the position where we really felt good about ourselves as a team and our boat, and you know, just a freak little thing, just literally cruising along upwind. I was in the companionway. We were about to tack back in towards shore, and we were about 8-10 miles off the beach, but, I mean, mammoth seas, and bang, just broke, no rhyme or reason. So I guess we got to figure that out, too. Why would that happen? But in the short term, we got to try to re-enter the race here at the appropriate time, and, you know, crazier things have happened. We're giving them a little jump start, though, which we didn't particularly want to do.
Ken, I know you've got a hell of a lot on your hands right now, just looking at solving the immediate problem. Are you actually looking further forward to when you get to China and repairs and things like that?
Oh, yeah, no, everything, you know, it's, we're still racing. We haven't taken our, we haven't suspended racing for this leg or anything like that. As we speak, we're racing. We just don't happen to be sailing right now. But we're still in this leg, and yeah, we have a spare boom that's sitting in Newport that'll be it'll be in air freight sometime soon. It'll be in China, you know, hopefully within a few days. But by the time we get there, I wouldn't be shocked if a new boom wasn't sitting there.
at least that's a positive thing. And I have to say, I'm so sorry to hear that. I can hear in your voice just how disappointed you are. So,
well, appreciate that, and we'll live to fight another day. But you know, I, the boys and myself, we deserve an opportunity to kind of lick our wounds right now and feel a little bit sorry for ourselves. But at the same time, it's all professionals, and we'll be jumping right back into it tomorrow and most likely go out and find some pretty crappy conditions out there again, and hopefully our jury rig situation holds together.